As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Ooh.
Oh, I just looked up on that monitor and saw myself. We're on the live thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot we're live.
How much time we got left? I'm like, we on live right now.
Yeah, Todd, that looks horrible. It does. I mean, it looks like a caricature thing. Is that the lighting or what?
No, that's the TV is grainy. That's what the TV looks like. It doesn't look like that on here.
You're grainy. You wear grainy panties.
Oh, ew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grainy.
He does. He wears grainy. Oh, my God.
Sorry.
What is going on?
I went to...
It's me. Sorry. My bad.
I hate to even say this now, but Share Funny is sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Mm-hmm. Not give him a little bit of a buffer from the crazy kookiness.
It looks much better on the computer, TJ.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, so we're live on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. Ooh, that is a delicious shot.
Yeah. Glad we spent all that money on such a good TV. It looks like it came from the 70s.
To be fair, we didn't spend a bunch of money on that TV.
Rob, if you knew how little money we have,
I'm just letting you know.
A gumball machine would be a bunch of money to us right now. I don't know about you.
I know. We might as well have put Ace's TV in here.
That big old ass TV that he's trying to get rid of for so long. Did
that
guy ever come get it?
No, I
thought some dude was coming to get that TV.
We were, but it didn't work out. We couldn't get it timed out when he could pick it up, and I couldn't be there that day, and it didn't work out.
So
he just said, forget about it.
Yeah, I got to get out of that storage room quick, too, before the end of January.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to pay that
$180. That's how poor we are. Ace is living in a damn storage room.
Yeah.
Yikes.
He does have a big TV in there, though.
Exactly.
So y'all couldn't meet that one day, and so the deal is off? He didn't want it anymore?
He said, hey, what about Sunday? And I was going to the Panthers game, and we said, we'll connect next week. And then it ended up being the end of right when we started vacation, and I was gone to Louisiana for 5 days. Then I got back, and it was right at Christmas when we went over there. Then
you should have taken it to Louisiana. You know somebody would love to have a big old-ass tube TV.
I know. So I got to get rid of that thing.
Did you You're going to have to do what you should have done to begin with, is throw it away.
Yeah, I know.
Because nobody's going
to
use it.
I'd hate for it to go to waste. The TV, it works. I'm sure somebody would like to have
it. Why don't you blow it up?
Because I don't want it to go to waste.
But if it's going to go to waste anyways, you might do something that you love.
Well, maybe if it's going to go to waste anyways.
Yeah, just blow it up.
You know, it's kind of like you've been saving a half bottle of homemade wine because you don't want it to go to waste. I'm not going to throw it away. Somebody will want it.
Yeah, but I don't know.
All right, Riggins was just asking about some kind of, he was asking for advice on some kind of shoes he could get to take his little dog outside in the mornings where he didn't have to put on socks. He is prejudiced against socks.
Yeah.
And so several people have sent this suggestion, Riggins, of the Crocs Classic Lined Neo Puff Boot.
Oh, gosh. That's a lot going on there.
Yeah. It's only $75
for Crocs.
But you were looking at those Uggs that were, $175.
I had no idea they were that expensive. That's crazy.
Yeah, I think the Crocs that I wear as my house shoes, my slippers, I think they were like $50 something.
You got like Super Crocs. Those are aligned too, aren't they?
No.
Oh, they're not.
No, they're just regular ones.
They're Crocs. Yeah. They're Super Crocs.
These are Super Crocs.
But how much are they?
And $75
for something you'll use every day.
Yeah, I guess.
It won't make you have to put on socks.
Yeah.
And they'll last you for years.
Feet be sweating, smell like corn chips.
Ew.
I can't wear any shoes other than flip-flops or slides without socks.
Me too.
I know. That's the problem. Is like they don't. That's what I'm looking for. Like something that you can possibly wash in the washing machine. that you don't have to wear socks with, but mm-hmm. that doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
It should, though.
You know what else you need to invest in?
What?
Jeggings. You remember those?
Jean leggings?
Yeah, so that way you don't have to change pants every Friday after the show when you go shopping.
That's a good idea.
Riggins changes pants every Friday before he goes to pick up his groceries. He puts on, you know, takes off his jeans and puts on some comf pants.
Yeah.
And his comfies.
If I got to run errands, I hate doing it in jeans for some reason.
But
I agree.
So going to the store, stopping at the grocery store on the way home constitutes running an errand. So you have to change pants for that.
Yeah. It just depends on what I'm doing. Sometimes I have to go to the drugstore and the grocery store. It's just whatever I've got that day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not specifically the grocery store.
Right.
But why don't we just start having Sweatpant Friday?
I got sweatpants.
Yeah,
Thursday.
I mean, I wouldn't wear. Yeah, okay, I wasn't going to say anything.
What were you going
to
say?
No, I mean, I wouldn't. I don't know. It would feel weird to wear sweatpants into work.
Isn't that the best thing about working in radio? Is you can just wear whatever you want.
Yeah. Well,
you can't wear whatever you want.
I mean, you can come in pajamas.
Yeah, that day you wore the vulgar T-shirt, we had to tell you to put your jacket on. We were offended by it. We don't like that.
It all depends on what the sweatpants look like. I've worn sweatpants to work regularly.
That's what I love about this.
But they're loose at the bottom. They're very stylish. Right. I'm a very stylish man.
I mean, let's face it. Rob has set the curve pretty high.
Yeah, when he said it, I was so confused. I was like, what?
You wouldn't wear sweatpants, would you?
No, I don't like sweatpants, period. But
Is he wearing anything more dressy than sweatpants?
I don't know.
He wears cargo shorts and rainbow flip-flops.
They're not cargo shorts. They're regular shorts.
Khaki shorts.
You know, and a hamper T-shirt.
I can't see you, Rob. Step out. Step over this way more.
Okay.
Yeah, and
they're trying to get you on
and
camera.
And moving your microphone over there, Alexis, is not going to help people see you.
I was like, is he talking?
She's like, let the people have a look at you.
Well, he's like pointing at me. I was like,
Todd pointed to the camera, and Alexis grabbed her mic and went there.
I was trying to get him to go over there.
Ace.
Yeah. Sorry.
Y'all, leave me alone.
But, yeah, I get it, though, Riggins. So, you feel self-conscious about dressing it down in here.
Man, that might be it. I mean, it's not, I know it's not like the Ritz-Carlton, but, you know.
You want to stay a step above Rob and Alexis.
I don't look at it like that, but.
And you got some white legs.
I know. She said, look at those pasty white legs. Why?
Pasty.
I said, well, I am white.
Shins.
He got ashy shins.
He got ashy shins.
Ashins. He got ashins.
Looking like a reptilian.
Christy on Twitter, Reagan, just sent us some Birkenstocks that are lined that you can wear without having to put socks on.
I saw a message about Birkenstocks. And
TJ would punch you in the face.
Well, thank you, Christy, for sending the info.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is she on the Facebook?
Twitter.
Okay, then never mind.
They're like Jesus shoes.
Tell Riggins to check out Rothy's for men. Washable shoes you can wear without socks. Pricey, but good shoes.
Rothy's.
Pricey.
Rothys.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Whoever came up with that is a genius.
So pricey is not a big deal for him. He just doesn't want to pay $75 for Crocs, no matter what they're made of. Just the thought of paying that much for a pair of Crocs.
These are $175 for just some plain shoes.
You might as well get the Uggs.
I know.
And they ship those over from Australia.
That's Australia?
Mm-hmm.
I just think if you're wearing them every day, if you get 5 years worth of wear out of them in the winter, just walking your dog, I mean, that's like $12 a year you paid.
Yeah.
You'd pay $12 a year for a little cheap pair of shoes to do this with, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm.
There you go. I think my camera went off, Todd.
No, it's still there.
Yeah. No.
Todd. Angel on YouTube says it keeps freezing.
I don't know about it.
Okay, because it's freezing when watch it too. It keeps freezing when I watch it on YouTube.
Is that Angel on YouTube or Angel of YouTube?
I'm the angel of YouTube. Kimberly,
get
just
on
added,
here and yeah, let me flap my wings for you.
Those shoes are kind of cool. The Rothys.
Yeah,
I mean, you gonna really?
But $175.
Where are they from? Who makes those? Rothys.
I don't know.
They don't make any of those. What are those called? Where they send a pair to charity when you wear them?
Toms.
Toms. Yeah, they don't have any Toms.
Yeah, my only problem with those is they look like shit.
Yeah,
they were so goofy looking,
and none of them look like man shoes.
No, they're like they look like they were stitched together by the kids that need the shoes. They're just like real. They're real. Handmade. I mean, they look handmade. Have you ever seen them?
Yeah.
The Toms?
Yeah. You know, Monica that worked for us on our show used to wear them all the time.
Yeah. I admire. I think it's a great idea. They just, you know, they look kind of weird to me.
So you're going to wear sweatpants tomorrow?
Maybe. I should probably just wear sweatpants.
Yeah, just wear sweatpants. Yeah,
screw it.
Yeah. I mean,
join the club.
Yeah. You guys don't wear sweatpants in here.
I did the other day. Yeah,
they're black pants. I have two pair of them. They're black pants. They're kind of open at the bottom. I have zippers at the bottom.
He made sure to say they were very stylish sweatpants.
I'm a stylish man.
They've got zippers at the bottom for what?
For like if you're working out, you want to zip it up and slide them over your shoes with your shoes on. Whatever.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I should wear some breakaways. Yeah, remember those?
Yeah. Tearaways.
The ones I wear are Velcro. So I can just rip them off. Yeah. You know, see me. That's usually when I leave here with a boom box.
Yeah.
Heading over to the ladies' offices for their birthday.
Yeah. That would be so funny to do in the grocery store there. You're just like shopping for produce and you're like, God, it's hot in here. And just rip off your pants.
Oh my God. You know what? I will freeze walking from my truck into the grocery store. Because I don't like because I wear zip-up hoodies, so I can take them off if I need to. But it's always so hot in the grocery store that I don't want the hoodie on.
Really?
So I don't want to hold it either while I'm going through the store. Yeah. And, normally, masculine men would tie it around their waist.
Exactly.
And I don't want to do that. So I'll just freeze from the truck to the store. I don't care. Yeah. Any place where the majority of the clientele is women, it's going to be hot.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. You go in like a little gift shop, like my wife's friend owns a little gift shop over here. I guarantee you it would sweat you out of there if you just walked in looking for candles.
Oh, yeah. They like it warm.
Oh, my God.
They like it warm.
Oh, yeah. Some like it hot. Yeah. Hot on the outside, always around.
You bet.
Yeah. But I can't stand it.
I never even take it.
I get hot in the heat of a building way more than I do if the sun is beaming down in the summer.
Really?
And God forbid you go to Cracker Barrel with that fireplace going over there.
Yeah, that place is ridiculous.
Ugh. Why do they do that?
I don't know.
That's why they'll never build a decent business.
I agree.
They're never going to make it, Cracker Barrel.
It's too hot.
They will never make it.
I agree.
Because of that big-ass fireplace. Whew, somebody ought to tell them. If you want customers, put the fire out.
You've got enough suggestions now, Riggins, to spend an entire afternoon on the internet looking for shoes. Yeah. They're flowing in now, people. How about these? Mm-hmm.
And then if you say you don't like them, then you're insulting them because they probably have some.
Yeah.
You know? Like talking about what do you call them? The ones we say were ugly.
Toms.
The Toms. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean it.
Mm-hmm. But they are. I mean, those are not.
They were good.
Not in fashion. They still make them. I see people in them.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody I would associate with.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. NEOGENIX.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Oh, today is a strip club review day, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay. Well, don't let us forget, Riggins, to do that.
Okay.
You know how you get all upset and diva-like when we don't give you your time?
That's me. looking for the spotlight.
Yeah. Yeah, never looking to just get out of doing something.
No,
mm-hmm.
not me.
Right. Earlier on the regular old show, we were going through this list that they had about five morning habits that you need that will make you feel like a real adult, like using a real alarm clock instead of your phone and exercising in the mornings and things like that. Things that make sense, you know, they're pretty common. But do y'all know anybody that has a weird morning ritual or routine? Like I had a friend back home in Louisiana that as soon as he woke up, he would sit on the side of his bed and just slap the shit out of himself about 10 times hard in the face. Just wow, wow, wow.
What?
Just to wake himself up?
Yeah, just, you know, like a knocking out the cobwebs, I guess.
That's really odd.
It's always a weird person that beats their own ass. You know what I'm saying? Well,
I mean,
it's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, not in a fit of rage like you do.
Okay.
I'll stand by that.
I'll agree with you on that.
Yeah. You don't know, Ace will get frustrated and abuse himself. And not in a sexy way.
Yeah.
Not even remotely in a sexy way.
That is wild still.
What?
To just think about that. You like punching yourself or something.
Or hitting myself in the head with a picture frame.
Or yeah, whatever that was.
Slamming my head into the refrigerator.
In the refrigerator?
Wait, when did you do that?
Oh, I've done that before.
Oh.
Like at the
bedroom door.
I mean, you're as tall as a refrigerator, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been down a little bit. Mm.
you gotta back up across the room and then lower your head like a charging bull.
You don't ever go in anything head down because you can break your neck and die.
Ace, so, you know. We gotta work on some.
And is that why you were wearing the hat the other day to cover up a mark on your head?
Oh no. Oh, I haven't done that in a while. I haven't hurt my head in a while.
So you really did accidentally hit your head on something the other day?
Oh, yeah, at the little thing. The right. What do you call it? The pod or whatever that thing was. No, I really did. And Amanda can vouch for this. She saw it happen. I hit my head on the door.
Mm-hmm.
The door frame. That was real. Right.
That's code.
Mm-hmm. That was legit. The last time I tried to cover something up was the time I hit myself in the head with the picture frame and it busted my head open. And I wore a hat for a few days so y'all wouldn't notice that I was. I mean, that one opened me up. And like, I remember looking in there, like, I think I'm bleeding. And I looked in the mirror and blood was running between my eyes, like down the side of my nose.
And you didn't think in that moment when you saw yourself, I need to not be doing stuff like this?
I mean,
never know.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a good thing
like,
to do. I'm
just what saying, am I doing?
I find life to be very frustrating and upsetting sometimes.
It's not like the guy that I knew that was doing it for amusement or as a positive thing, he thought. I mean, he knows that when he's doing it, it's not positive.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
Yeah. But after a few more times of that, he may not be aware.
Yeah, you don't have a concussion. Concussed days.
I'm not going to lie. There have been a couple. One time in particular I can think of that I thought, well, I just knocked my, like, I thought I blacked out for a second. Like, it was way too hard.
And that's what I'm saying. You're saying like it's your stress and all that. Well, you don't think that a broken head is going to stress you out even more?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I'm still stupid afterwards.
A broken head. Yeah.
Well, you broke your head.
You need a head cast.
I always feel stupid afterwards. Don't worry. I mean, it's, you know, it's legit.
Oh, the refrigerator. That's so funny. He's like, eh.
And I know it's dumb. Yeah. I'm aware of that.
But I mean, you know,
I'm a self-loather, Alexis.
A certain amount of envy there because my refrigerator pisses me off all the time.
Keep talking shit.
And I would love to just headbutt the crap out of it.
I remember doing that though, thinking at the time I had options. I was so angry. I was like, and I just was. I remember standing in the kitchen just and I, because I wanted to hit something so badly. There was nothing, and I couldn't. And then my only other thought was I could grab a knife and just cut up my arm or something, but I didn't want to do that. And I just was like, and I just turned and went bam, bam, and slammed my head against the refrigerator. And then I realized, like, well, that was dumb because man, did that hurt.
Why? What? You cut? Oh my God. I have no words.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't cut myself. I was like, there was, you know, that was on the like,
you're psycho.
Yeah, and the only thing clean was a butter knife. So. That wouldn't have,
or plastic
that wouldn't
knife.
Have done him any good.
Yeah. It was that or punch glass or something. That's a dumb thing to do. You never want to do that. So.
Oh, why don't you shank yourself?
Shank yourself.
Just make you a shank. Just like, I get my brother-in-law that works at the penitentiary. When they confiscate one or something, he can send it.
Right in the thighs. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, it's always the head, too. It's like,
you know. It's like, relax, dude.
Using your head for a lot of stuff.
Nobody's ever told him that, Alexis. For that groundbreaking advice.
Just relax,
just
dude.
Just chill, bro.
Just chill out. Chill, you doing too much.
I
got to
get back
much.
In therapy.
Maybe
yeah, you're
going to
put
show.
Yourself in physical therapy. Yeah. What you're do. Occupational therapy.
I know. It's bad. It's bad. I'm aware that it's bad. I'm just, you know.
Just try chilling.
Yeah, have you ever thought of that? Chill.
Just get a chill pill.
We make fun of her, you know, space habits and things like that, but maybe she's onto something. Maybe try.
Space habits.
What do you, what do you call it? Yeah. Cosmic interests.
Yeah, this is, she's influence. A Cosmo. She's
I am a Cosmo.
She's into the cosmos.
What'd you get?
Child of the cosmos.
Earlier today, she called herself a child of the cosmos.
The cosmos.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Which always is very, very inviting on a dating website.
Yeah.
So a little bit about myself. I'm a space cadet.
Yeah.
I like perfect. The universe and all things about the universe.
I think a lot of times, though, guys might look at that and think, oh. Mm-hmm. Man. Might be kind of loose with the morals.
Why would that? Is that what they think?
Why is that?
Hey.
He just thinks I'm a hoe.
Yeah,
he does.
He does.
Every time you bring up stuff about hoe tendencies when it comes to me.
Some would say it's a little slutty.
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying guys are looking at that and think, oh, you're about the universe and all. You're probably kind of free with your body, maybe.
A lot of young suitors might think you're a little loose with the morals.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
You're kind of trollopy.
Yeah.
When he said that, I was also what? Like, if I went into a restaurant, if anybody ever thought I was a prostitute or something, what was that?
Some would say.
Yeah.
I was just asking a question.
We know what you were saying.
I would ask my wife the same thing. Like, hey, have you ever been? I thought you were a prostitute in a restaurant. No, yeah. You were the only girl in here.
Right.
Now, I didn't ask if you smoke crack. So.
True.
Get off my back.
Yeah, you guys think like the worst of me. I'm a hoe and I smoke crack.
I don't.
I didn't even, know you when I asked you if you'd ever tried.
I'm a crackhead.
Oh. And I said, have you ever tried crack?
Yeah. And I'm not saying I think that about you. I'm saying I'm just asking questions.
But I mean, if I to be honest, if I smoked weed constantly and I was a connoisseur and, you know, that sort of stuff, and I just met somebody and they asked me if I'd ever tried crack, I would go, no, I never have. But I could see where the question would come from. I don't know about drugs.
Well, exactly. That's how you know that you wouldn't ask someone that if they have ever done crack before, you would know what a crackhead is.
So you know that it's innocent.
I didn't say you were a crack. You can't try crack without being a crackhead.
I mean, you can, but they have a look, which I do not have.
Well,
people who try crack one time have a look.
Yes.
But, okay. You know, I've been blessed, I guess, not to be around many crackheads or any crackheads in my time. Yeah. So I wouldn't know what the look was.
Sorry, we mislabeled you a crack hoe.
A crack
hoe. Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, big deal.
To be fair, if I were single right now like you are, I would be a hoe.
But
I was for a while.
All right,
there was a time there between marriages. I was a little bit of a hoe.
So what's worse, though? What's more insulting for a person to innocently ask you if you had ever tried, those were the words, have you ever tried crack? Or somebody saying, hey, anybody ever mistaken you for a prostitute?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to take the crack over the prostitute.
That's okay, so prostitute is more insulting than asking you if you'd ever tried crack?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen some of your outfits.
What are my outfits?
The ripped fishnets that you wear all the time.
Yeah. The pasties.
Yeah, the glitter shoes.
The dangly cigarettes.
Yeah. The giant 5-inch heels.
Yeah, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Hoops that dolphins could jump through.
Yeah, true. You know, the bigger the hoop, the bigger the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're wearing some big old ass hoops today, aren't you?
These things.
Yeah. Okay. So ask her.
I'm not saying anything else.
Think people
going to
think you're kind of
slutty? I saw this morning. Your jacket says something softball.
Yeah.
Is that somebody else's softball jacket?
Most definitely. Okay. I like, never played softball.
I was like, I didn't. You'd never mentioned you played softball. No,
I didn't know. But I think he looks cool.
So if you wear that, you think people would think, you know, you're
a person, you're a sword.
Lesbian.
Oh, man. Tough room.
Crackhead prostitute.
Crackhead hoe.
Heroin addict.
Well, you know, I don't mean it. I'm just asking questions.
I'm just asking.
If you're a dirty prostitute. I do not think Alexis in any way, shape, or form is a prostitute. Okay.
Just asking for a slut.
Some would say.
He's filling in blanks. He just didn't have that information.
Just, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's nice.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Okay, Riggins.
Okay.
If you stop bugging me, I'll let you do your little thing.
Thank you.
Let the spotlight shine on you.
Finally.
The spotlight is shone upon you. For your little segment, you finally get to talk.
It's mine.
I'm going to let you talk.
You're not. You're not going to let me
talk. Yeah, go ahead. This is one of our favorite things of the week.
This is called...
And it's great.
This is called One Star Strip Club Reviews.
Thank you. Yes. All yours. Take it away. Take it away. Oh,
this is called the One Star Strip Club Reviews.
Reviews.
This is where we grow across the country, visiting real strip clubs, and we read real reviews from the internet.
Yes.
And these are all real. And you can verify these for yourselves. Are you ready for the one-star strip club reviews?
Yes. Okay, great.
We will start in a place called Hialeah, Florida, at a place called Bella's Cabaret.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
Hialeah.
Is that how you say it? Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Hialeah.
One more time.
Hialeah.
Hialeah.
Hialeah. Hialeah. Isn't it spelled H-I-A-L-E-A-H? Something
H-I-A. If you know a girl named Leah, you'd be like, Hialeah.
Oh.
Hiya. How you doing? Good morning.
Hialeah. Hialeah, Florida. Bella's Cabaret. Ron left a one-star review. These women steal your money. Be very, very careful. I got $500 stolen from me, and I did not get what I asked for.
What would he have been asking for $500?
I mean, really? Yeah. You can only imagine.
You notice he left that part out of the review.
Yeah. I'm just telling you. $500.
I did not get what I asked for.
Man. Then we'll go to the Pink Slip in Brooklyn, Illinois, which, golly, I mean, Illinois is a big state. It's more than just Chicago, but you're like, damn. I'm in Brooklyn, too. Oh, no. And near Chicago. That's a double whammy. Ray left a one-star review. Go there to get some head, and you might end up dead. He's trying to be funny, but it's like it's too many words, and it doesn't really work. Weak, stay away.
I wasn't ready for that.
You might be dead.
You might be dead. Go there for... I'm dead. It was trying to be like the Myrtle Beach, go on vacation, leave on probation, but there's too many words, and it just doesn't really work.
Because I think that the majority of the strip club patrons don't go there for that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bonus review from the Pink Slip in Brooklyn, Illinois. Mike also left a very short one-star review. It's a cesspool of drama and death. Just check the news. So wow. Yeah. I was like, well, let me do that. So I went and looked up the pink slip. There have been two murders there.
Oh.
One time a security guard shot and killed a man in line waiting to get in the club. Don't know the details around the incident. But then also a couple patrons got in a fight and somebody was killed there a couple years ago. But here's the best part. The owner is named Lanil Johnson, and he said, I don't care. I understand we had some problems. I'm going to reopen it because this is my lifestyle. I like strip clubs. I'm reopening this place. And they said, can you tell us about your plans for the reopening? And he gave a very concise answer. He said, rappers and naked bitches. That's it. That's the business model.
What a winning formula.
I'm fascinated by the first story.
Yeah.
A guy was waiting in line, and the bouncer shot and killed him while he wasn't even inside yet.
Yeah, apparently there was some sort of altercation in the line outside, and then the security guard got involved and killed him.
Wow.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, but, you know, it's Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Brooklyn and Illinois.
And Illinois.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
rappers
and naked bitches. Well, I mean, what else you want to know?
It's never going to be anything positive when you say, oh, yeah, I saw your strip club on the news.
Yeah, right.
You know, they're not doing a human interest story over there.
They're not collecting coats for kids. It's rappers and naked bitches. That's it.
No matter how much money you make at the drive through.
Yeah, interview done. Yeah. Then we can go to Jacksonville, Florida. This is more our speed. At a place called Sensations, which I love. Great name for a strip club. This is a little lengthy, but stick with it. I think you're going to enjoy it. Jeff left a one-star review. I really didn't believe all the negative things I had read about this place, so I decided to see for myself. Visited on Saturday night, and I was sort of surprised to see such a small crowd. Not a lot of dancers there either. The ones that were there were all clustered around, yakking like a bunch of old ladies and focused on their phones. Then I saw one dancer that really caught my interest. Long, dark hair, slender build. I think they announced her name was Courtney. So I tipped her on stage, hoping she would come by and pay me a visit. She got off stage and went right to the DJ booth where she hung out. Then she went over to hang with the rest of the dancer flock. Never did say thank you for the tip. Oh, well, there were others to try. I tipped another spinner type named Tris, I think. Never got a thank you from her either. I left not long after that. So all the reviews are true. The dancers here are stuck up and totally full of themselves. They prance around with their noses up in the air like their shit don't stink. and then they walk by you with this blank stare that just looks right through you. So I have visited the supposedly great Sensations and left completely unimpressed. I can't recommend this place, and I won't be coming back. Oh, one star. No.
That is the longest review we've ever had on a one-star strip club review.
Thorough.
Yeah, I mean, he wanted everybody to know, don't waste your time.
Yeah.
Courtney.
But they didn't even say thank you.
No. So, you know, when they're prancing around there. Right.
Don't stink. You're not better than me.
I hate a prancing stripper.
Yeah,
don't be prancing. Yeah,
where are you going with your stripper prance?
She's doing two things. Prancing and looking right through you.
Yeah.
But in all
didn't
seriousness,
even say thank you. So if he tips somebody, or he walks up and hands her or puts it in her little garter thing, $1, once she's on stage, she then has to hunt him down to say thank you.
I guess he was expecting her to come to his table and give him a thank you.
But it is somewhat surprising that if it wasn't very busy, that they didn't even stop and try to talk to him or anything.
Yeah.
Because he had money to spend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The supposedly great Sensations. Bullshit.
Don't believe the hype.
That's right. Then we can go to the Camelot Show Bar Strip Club, Washington, D.C., America's capital. Watch out for a girl named Bella. She's an African-American, and she is a crazy hustler. She promised me and my friend that she'd go home with us after work, and she asked us to send her $2,000. After receiving the money, she disappeared.
They did.
Then she tried her same little trick with another table next to us, and we could hear it all. I've never had anyone rob me like that before. Plus, our waitress, Cindy, gave us a bill with things we didn't even order. Don't trust what they tell you, and check your bill before you pay. One star.
So they had already given her $2,000 and then heard her giving the same sales pitch to another table.
Yeah.
And then they were still surprised when she ran off with their money and didn't follow through with it.
Sounds that way.
How dumb do you have to be? Is that one of those deals, Riggins, where if somebody's that dumb, they deserve what happened to them?
Certainly.
Do you think they Venmoed her?
Probably.
Venmo or PayPal?
Cash after.
Yeah. That's how they gave her the $2,000?
Yeah.
She kept it off the books that way?
Yeah. She's like, what, are you going to call the cops?
I'll get out of here with you guys. Go ahead and Venmo me $2,000, and I'll see you when the doors close.
Yeah.
What are you going to say? That a prostitute stole your prostitute money?
Exactly. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. Shut up. Enjoy the show.
But they're willing to pay $2,000?
$2,000.
She must have been bad.
$1,000 a guy?
Bella. She was bad, though.
Yeah. She was kind of bad.
Pinky's Gentleman's Club, Jacksonville, Florida. Ron left a one-star review. While the dancers are generally pleasant, there is an air of dishonesty with the female bartenders. After giving the bartender $100 for change, I was given back $80 in ones. I didn't complain, thinking, hey, honest error. But after giving her another $100, the bartender just disappeared. One star. Didn't give him any change. Gentleman's Gold Club, Baltimore, Maryland. Alan left a one-star review. The bartenders have the personality of an acorn. The girls dance sometimes. Beer's about $9. What else can I say? One star.
Personality of an acorn?
Who cares?
An acorn.
Who cares whether the bartenders are chatty and friendly?
Yeah, a lot of complaints about bartenders' personalities.
I'm going to say that next one. You got personality like an acorn.
You can't even hear.
I know.
When they're talking, because the music is loud.
Yeah, what do you care? You're not there to sit at the bar, right?
Yeah, like, go sit down at the bar. Waitress, come over and take your drink.
Order. Maybe sometimes they just go there to hang out.
Why?
They're just looking for a friendly bartender. Everybody likes a friendly bartender.
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't put that on my list of important things at a script club.
No, I agree.
Not at all. And then another bonus review from the same club, Lonnie, left a one-star review. I'm sorry, do they think this is New York City? Because this is the Gold Club in Baltimore. Why do they think they're upscale? It's one of the most dangerous cities in America. I don't understand. Please, your shit stinks like everyone else in the city of Baltimore. Have a good day. One star. So if you're keeping track, that's two reviews that include your shit stinks like everybody else.
And if you're still using that cliche, stop it.
Yeah. I mean, we get it.
Not even about strip club. Just stop it in general if you're still saying that.
Yeah. We can wrap up in Diamond Dolls, Gentleman's Club, North Clearwater, Florida. John left a one-star review. I went in to watch football, had a massage for an hour. Then they hit my credit cards for unreal amounts. I will be talking to them soon.
Credit cards.
So he got a massage for an hour. He got an hour-long massage in a strip club.
Yeah. Went in there to watch football, got a massage for an hour. I bet it was expensive. I don't know what they charge for a massage, but he shouldn't be surprised.
Like a massage? Like he had to go back somewhere and get shirtless on a table or whatever?
No. A lot of strip clubs will do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
They do good massages.
Is it a full-on on-a-table massage?
No.
Or just on your shoulders?
Yes, standing behind you in a chair. They just rub your shoulders and rub the back of your neck. It's very nice. Okay. Scratch your head.
And you pay for that?
Sure.
They say a massage.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's been a while since I've been to one.
I had no idea.
Really?
I'm kind of stiff in the neck right now. I slept odd last night.
Yeah. They put their boobs on your back and the whole thing.
Those are extra massagers.
Last strip club I went to, the women had boobs on their backs.
Ew.
It's kind of like a freak show strip club thing.
It's masked.
It's weird.
Out. Yeah.
Heavage and the cleavage in the back.
Mm-hmm. You got back boobs.
Back boobs.
And we're all their clothes back.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
So don't miss more show live tonight on the Facebook. Is it on Instagram too? What is it?
I think it's Facebook.
Just the Facebook. It's going to be different tonight and worth watching this week. No offense, Alexis. But Ace will be doing it because Alexis is going to do something else. So Ace is going to be doing that tonight. What time? 8? 7?
7.
7.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and quickly, your Bible verse for the day. Mirror, mirror on the wall, I'll always get up after I fall, and whether I run, walk, or crawl, God will carry me through it all. Now, I don't know what book of the Bible that was in, but Ruth. Ruth. Had to be somewhere in there.
Yeah. Esther. Esther 3:15.
It's my favorite part of Esther. That's good.
Somebody on the show knows someone who was in a full-fledged textbook thruple at one time. Now, I didn't ask this person if it was okay to talk about this on the show, but I would just say that, and if it is okay, then person could go ahead and just speak up.
It's okay.
Okay. There you
go. Yeah.
So you have a friend that was in a thruple, not just a have fun, get together threesome, but a full on, they were all together all the time.
They were living. They all lived together.
They lived together, mm-hmm. and they were a group.
And the guy and the girl were married, mm-hmm. not my friend, but they were married and had a kid. So she came to live with them. She was dating both of them. And she was saying the other day that it was so awkward because sometimes in the morning they would all wake up in the bed cuddling together, and then the kid would come and like get in the bed too.
That's sad.
It's weird. Like, okay, we're going to hang out in the bed.
How long did that relationship last?
I want to say maybe like 6 months.
Okay.
Maybe
and then
longer.
Why did they break up?
She said because the other girl started getting kind of jealous, mm-hmm. because he ended up liking her a little bit more than he should have.
Yeah. Was it the whole thing that we've heard people talk about in the news and on TV and stuff, where there are rules like you can't be with the extra girl when the wife's not around and things like that?
I don't know if she had rules. I have to ask her.
Well, surely they did, because, I mean you got to have rules in that situation.
Yeah.
You got to have that.
Everything has to have rules. There has to be structure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, stop.
Yeah.
Rules are lame.
But, I mean, that's what ends up happening is if, you know, one of them is going to get jealous. That's why they say you're not supposed to do that. If you are adventurous like that and trashy, that... I mean, not trash. You know what I mean. Trash. if you're going to do that, then you don't do it with the person that you're married to. You do it for fun when everybody's single, because it can ruin a marriage. Yeah. You know, that's what I've always heard.
Yeah.
Not that I've ever done it either way, single or married. You know,
sadly, me neither.
Who wants to disappoint two women? Not me.
Most of them, like, when you go introduce people, you're like, this is my boyfriend and this is my girlfriend.
Was she more attracted to the guy or the girl?
The girl.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's how the whole thing kind of got started?
Yeah. Wow.
That's another thing that they warn about, where if it's your wife, it's a much harder thing when she's more attracted to the other woman than if she's just your girlfriend. Wow.
I just can't imagine. I'm like, what? And you have to have double relationship problems.
But isn't there a reality show where they do that, and then but it's not like a plural marriage thing. It's like we're inviting somebody else in, and then they basically audition them and interview them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
What's that show called?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of the name of it.
She just texts back.
But it was on I watched it a couple times. It got boring. But yeah,
because they didn't show any of the sex happening.
It's odd. The whole dynamic is very odd. They all end up having the same arguments. It's the same. Yeah. They all have the same problem, same situation. You know what I mean?
That's why if you're going to do that, I think it's very important that the other person, like the third wheel, doesn't even speak English or know anything about American culture. Yeah. You know? Wow. So what did your friend say? She texted.
I said, did you guys have rules in your three-person relationship? She said, at first, but rules get broken. She said, I guess they had more rules for each other since they were a couple first.
Yeah, so ask her if she was ever with either one of them while the third person wasn't around. Because I think that's what causes the problems.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of research on this. You know, I'm a documentary filmmaker with these kinds of things. And, you know, just because the people don't know you're documenting them and you're filming them doesn't mean that it's not a documentary.
You're not still a documentarian.
Right.
You're right.
You're like My Octopus Teacher and then this story about the threesome.
But, yeah, I just...
It's crazy.
Is she really hot?
Yes.
Is... okay, never mind.
This lady just DM'd us and said, keep me anonymous. My former neighbor had a throuple relationship with her best friend and husband. She's now divorced and with the best friend's husband.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad.
Although, does that mean, does she mean with her best friend and then her, like, her neighbor, the neighbor has a relationship, had a throuple with her best friend, and then her own husband or the best friend's husband?
I don't know. Either way.
She said...
The best friends are not friends anymore, right?
Doesn't seem that way.
She said that we didn't hook up with anyone outside of each other, and he couldn't... I don't know if I can say that, but he couldn't, you know.
Right.
With her. Uh-huh. Rule two was broken the first time we all hooked up together, and that bothered her for a little bit. I was more solo with her, sometimes with him, but she didn't know.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? I've always wondered that if you're going to have that rule that the number one woman would always insist that you don't have the ultimate pleasure time with the other one. Like, you can do all the other stuff as long as you want and when we're all together and everything. But when it comes time for that moment, it has to be with me.
Yeah. It's sacred.
And nobody has ever been able to answer that. Thank her for me. Because that has driven me nuts all these years. And if I bring it up, it's like, you're a freak. Why are you even asking that? What is it? But that's just, I think, one of the first things that I think about. Like, you know, those, what is that show that my wife loves where he's married to all the different women?
Sister Wives?
Sister Wives.
Yeah.
You know, they don't do anything together. It's always he'll go to this one and then he'll go to the other one and all of that. But they have to get, I mean, there has to be a deal where the, you know, the first wife is the most important in the chain of command. Or, I mean, it would be crazy. I don't.
The other one is a concubine. You got a wife and then concubine.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
But
can you imagine all the talking? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I've researched never get this to, thoroughly, and I think there would be a lot of talk.
But you'd never get to adjust the thermostat.
It's always going to be cold.
No, they're always going to be in control of it.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
When you were in a throuple?
No.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ. From the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace & TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.